Gosh, didn't end the way you guys wanted it to. A very tough Class B field up there with some good Eastern teams. Scottsbluff played well, but good experience for a lot of guys. You don't have many seniors. You got a lot of underclassmen who can come back and do it again. But hey, it was good to shoot a better overall team score, and some of your individuals really. Boy, Cole came back with a fantastic day too, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, we'll start with Cole, our senior, and you know, he had a little bit of trouble the first day off the tee box, but then we worked on it the last night or a couple nights ago, and then we shirted it up yesterday, and great way to end his career with 77, and he just struck the ball really well all day, and didn't really make too many big mistakes, and really glad that Cole finished his career with 77.
Good finish for him, and again, you shot, I think, 7 strokes better, which is good. You always want to shoot better as a team in day 2 than day 1, don't you?
Yeah, and we did. We went out, and it was a great day at Scottsbluff Country Club. The guys played a little bit better, and you know, Reed Loop was able to bring home some hardware for us and was tied for 12th and played pretty darn solid throughout the day, and there's always a couple shots that he wanted back, and so he could have easily been a top 10 finisher for us. And you know, Landon Kamak was in medal contention after day 1, shooting an 80, and then shot an 86 yesterday. Just had a little bit of troubles with the putter, but you know, he had some spurts in there where he played some really solid golf, and so there's some things that he can improve upon. And then Colton Cutter played some solid golf. You know, he had an 86 yesterday, and then just struggled a little bit with some of the big numbers. But, you know, Colton had a lot of great holes in there. But some of those big holes just kind of held him back. And then it's kind of the same story for Trent Riley, where Trent would have 3 or 4 pars in there. But then, you know, there's just enough difficulty at Scottsbluff, whether it's out of bounds or the trees or whatever it is. And we found to take a few doubles in there.
Surprise about Norris. They kind of led from start to finish, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, Norris is one of those teams traditionally the last 2 or 3 years has been at the top, you know, whether it be in a state championship or runner-up team. And I would say Norris is the definition of peaking at the right time. You know, they played some darn good golf throughout the season, but kind of was a mid-320s team. And then at the end of the year, really turned it on. And one of our McCook alumni, assistant coach Caleb Sheets, actually coaches for Norris, so it was great to catch up with Caleb, and great to see that he's doing some good things and taking on Norris as well.
Well, I know it's a good group, but coming back next year, Coach, you've got experience back. You've got some other younger kids are going to be pushing for varsity time, and these kids are going to, I'm sure, going to be playing a lot of golf this summer, aren't they?
Yeah, and that was kind of the last message in the van last night is we just can't get a year older. We got to get a little bit better, and I know our guys are very motivated. You know, they know that the ability's there. It's just, you know, being comfortable in those types of situations, and I know there's a big improvement for us. You know, last year we were 12th at state. This year we were 8th, and you know, we just got to get a complete team score in there to kind of move up the ranks there and compete for a state title. And our guys are going to play in some summer tournaments. They're going to get out there and play. And you know, we're bringing 4 of the 5 back. And we got some young guys that are really eager to play. And I'm already getting a lot of messages from the guys that just still haven't put up the clubs yet. They're going to keep playing. And that's what it's going to take to kind of get to that next level.